With that, let's go ahead and go on to our first interview. As reported by Texas Values, the San Antonio, Texas City Council, under the leadership of Mayor Julian Castro, is now setting the stage for an unprecedented attack on religious liberty, particularly for Christians. In early August, the San Antonio City Council is going to consider an ordinance to add sexual orientation and gender identity to the discrimination ordinances in the city code. Now, this proposal is going to ban anyone that has ever opposed homosexuality from being involved in city government and or performing a city contract or subcontract. Very interesting. And so far as Texas Values notes, this provides no exemption for religious beliefs on homosexuality, even beliefs expressed in church. So with us today to make sense of what's going on is Executive Director of Texas Values, Jonathan Sines. Jonathan, are you with us?
I am. Good to be with you, Lauren.
Great. Well, I just wanted to set that up for you. But Jonathan, I think a lot of people know who you are and what you do with Texas Values. But if you can, just go ahead and take a minute to explain to our listeners the mission of Texas Values.
Well, Texas Values stands for protecting the principles of faith, family, and freedom in the state of Texas. We focus on what happens in the state, particularly in areas of law and policy, at the state capitol, at local governments, at the city and county level. And so we know oftentimes there's not a strong or a demonstrative enough voice when it comes to issues of religious liberty, marriage and family, and life. And so I've got some experience in court cases working on that. We've worked with elected officials to make sure that anytime there's some type of official action happening in the state of Texas, that Judeo-Christian values are represented.
Right, absolutely. Now, Jonathan, I know I kind of set this up a little bit for you, but from your perspective and your words, tell us what is going on with the city ordinance. What is San Antonio trying to do?
Well, this unfortunately is a growing trend, and we're seeing it even in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
Where the government, in particular parts of the state, are not ashamed to really come after people when it comes to the issue of their religious beliefs. And so they seem to believe that the government has the ability to discriminate against people, to punish them, to ban them, ostracize them, whatever, because they have certain religious beliefs. And so we're seeing this particularly on the issue of homosexuality, pansexual, transsexual, all these different categories related to decisions people make about the type of sexual activities that they want to engage in. And so you have city councils, county governments are trying to create new classes of people that they think deserve certain protection and can somehow use that as actually a weapon to where people of faith, just for following their beliefs on biblical principles and on what the Bible teaches about morality, will find themselves at odds with the government. And they could lose out on a contract. They could be banned from running from office. You know, we have, as part of the Constitution, we have principles in place that says you cannot have a religious test. You cannot say that someone can't run for office just because of their particular religious beliefs. And so that's why we're seeing this issue come up a lot, because the homosexuality groups are not satisfied with, you know, their existence and the freedoms that they have. They want to create, put themselves on the level to where no one can oppose their lifestyle. And if they are, they'll be punished. And so I think that this is a major overreach by the government. You know, when you look at the Catholic faith and many other Christian faiths, it's very clear that there's an opposition to the homosexual lifestyle. And people, if they profess that, that somehow that they would be banned from running for office or being involved in a government contract is outrageous. And so, but, you know, there are people that are in San Antonio, particularly Mayor Julian Castro is very close with the Obama administration. We've seen things happen from the Obama administration that are clear attacks on religious liberty. So I don't think banning Christians and infringing upon people's religious liberty rights are the type of things that we want to import into Texas from Washington.
Right, right. Let me ask you this, Jonathan. What would you say to folks who say, well, this is just an effort on the part of San Antonio to make sure that our homosexual brothers and sisters are not discriminated against? This has nothing to do with religion whatsoever. This is just making sure that we treat those folks with the utmost respect. What would you say to that?
Well, you have to, if you read the language of the proposed ordinance, it's very clear that it goes way beyond that. It says that
interesting.
Anyone that has demonstrated a bias
wow.
by word or deed. So if you said anything that a government official could deem as a bias just in your spoken speech at church or wherever, you're somehow disqualified. So it is not about the concept of so-called discrimination. But even if that were the case,
yeah.
you know, private businesses have a right to decide what type of lifestyles they want to support and what they deem appropriate for the type of corporate model and the way that they run their business. And so if they think that there are people that are engaged in type of lifestyles that are not in congruence with the type of principles that they believe in, they have a right to do that. And, you know, and some of the other problem is a lot of these things are not defined. I mean, we don't really know what people mean by gender identity. What is a real clear definition of sexual orientation? It is such a broad group of words that it will be hard for the law to define it in a way that, that it wouldn't be abused. So you'll see
right.
people that'll be, you know, using it from one day to the next. One day they say they're homosexual, the next day they say they're transsexual, the next day they say they're a woman. These things are very subjective, and so is the word bias. So
right.
to say you demonstrated a bias when you use this word in your speech is not an objective standard. It's not even defined in this particular statute. And so you've got legal experts, too, that are weighing in from across the country, and they're very
wow.
concerned about the attack on free speech, on religious liberty.
Yeah.
It really creates a religious test. It's really unprecedented. Where I don't know that we've seen anything like this in any other part of the country.
Interesting. Jonathan, you kind of alluded to this a little bit, but can you walk us through a couple examples? Like, let's say the city ordinance goes into effect. How do you see this affecting someone who simply has a religious
oh.
belief? Like, walk
sure.
us through a couple examples.
Here, and we've already seen this example before. When you run for office, of course, a lot of people are going to try to dig up things that you've done or said. There was a State Board of Education member from the College Station area, Don McElroy. He gave a speech at a Sunday school lesson, and someone got a copy of it, or there was a transcript or whatever. They used that in his campaign to try to paint him as some extremist because he was a Bible-believing Christian. So
golly.
I completely see that happen. I see people using their phones in church services, taping what pastors say, other religious leaders say, and then if they ever run for office, those things will either be YouTubed or posted on social media or
yeah.
using some video and say, look, I was at this religious service, and this person that was a pastor said this, and now he's running for office. We actually have someone that's a pastor, Scott Sanford from the McKinney area,
yeah.
who's a state house member. I mean, so it's not uncommon that you see people in religious leadership positions running for office. But what if you're in the audience and you simply class because of what the pastor, that the ordinance says by deed, that people may consider that a deed because you responded to what someone said,
wow.
Or you said amen, you
yeah.
know, in response. And so,
golly.
I see the churches becoming even more of a playground, if you will,
yeah.
and people becoming even more worried that even their place of worship is not safe from them being able to freely express themselves.
Unbelievable. It seems to me that, you know, and I'm concerned about the HHS mandate in the realm of religious liberty, definitely. But it seems to me that this is kind of the new realm of attack on religious liberty, where people are trying to assert a belief, say, in traditional or natural marriage. And if you want to assert that belief now, you know, you may have that ability taken away. Like, it almost seems like this is the intersection between marriage and religious liberty. Are you starting to see this trend kind of creep into the public square as well?
Well, I think that's a great example, because clearly in our state constitution, it defines marriages between one man and one woman. So this city
right.
ordinance is something that's very common in other cities in the state that are trying this. It's an effort for them to undermine or usurp what has already been pronounced and what has already been signed into law and been enshrined in the Constitution by the will of the Texas people throughout the state. So you
yeah.
have people in San Antonio and some of these other parts of the state that don't agree with the 26, 27 million, however many people, you know, the entire state. So they want to have a foothold to undermine it, or it's a way to directly undermine it by having something in a local community. And so this principle that it's, you know, talking about sexual orientation and trying to divide things up along sex lines particularly when it deals with issues of marriage. If you've got people that are going to be involved in a government contract, they may be involved in marriage counseling. What if they decide not to counsel someone because they're a homosexual couple? Well, our state doesn't allow homosexual marriage. So they're not doing anything unlawful. I mean, they're simply upholding the state law, but they might may be seen as discriminatory by some people. And so all of these things are, I see, like you're saying, there's an intersection there, and it's not by chance. It's intentional. They are looking for a way to get out from under what the will of the people have already said or particular court cases in a way to create conflict.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
they can use for further litigation.
Yeah,
going down the road, and it is. And people in corporate America who may not be quite so religious, I think, should be more look at this as well as an attack on their freedoms, making decisions about what's best for their business. Some of them may not be particularly Christian, or maybe they are to a certain extent, but they realize that those type of family values, ethics, help run their company well. And if it is somehow they're put in a position where it's turned into this environment where you've got, you know, diversity training and things left and right, you're going to make a lot of other people uncomfortable if you bow to that one side.
Right, right. For those of you who are just tuning in, we're talking to Jonathan Sines of Texas Values, a organization in Texas that's dedicated to faith, family, and freedom. And we're talking about an unprecedented attack on religious liberty, a proposed ordinance that will be hopefully not, but added to the discrimination ordinances in the city code in San Antonio, Texas, that would add sexual orientation and gender identity, and proposing that anyone who has ever opposed or demonstrated bias by word or deed, homosexuality from being involved in city government or performing a city contract or subcontract. Absolutely unbelievable. So we're trying to work through this and understand it. And in a little bit here, we'll get to what we can do. But let me ask you this last question before we really kind of bring about a call to action here, Jonathan. Why San Antonio? I mean, do you think that this is reflective of that city and kind of culturally some things that are going on in that city? Do you think it has solely to do with the mayor's influence? I mean, what do you see there going on in San Antonio?
Well, certainly when, you know, I mean, I've heard reports before of Julian Castro being involved in, you know, being the grand marshal or some role in the gay pride rallies and marches or parades that they have. I mean, there's definitely a connection there as far as that influence. But I do think it's very odd in some ways. I think a lot of people think it's unusual to come out of San Antonio, people that are not in tune with some of the politics that have been changing in that area.
Yeah.
They're surprised. I mean, we look at the history of the Alamo. I mean, it's a Catholic mission. I mean, it's a religious building is its origin. And there's such a, you know, there's all these great Catholic churches, and there's a lot of demonstration and exercise of religion in that city. I mean, it is very much a part of the culture.
Right.
And so I think that, and I think this is why a lot of people seem to have gotten caught off guard by the HHS mandate from the Obama administration, because they felt like, you know, there were a lot of Catholics and people of faith that supported that administration. And so that it seemed strange to them that somehow they were being punished or that they were being targeted. But I think that a lot of people don't, are not in tune with what people mean when they talk about religious liberty.
Yeah.
It's the free exercise of it. It's not having government put them in a position where they have to choose their you know, whether or not they're going to have a job or they're going to live out their faith, whether or not they're going to be able to speak freely in their church,
right?
Or you know, have this have their free speech taken away, and so.
Right.
That's what these laws do. They do force people in a position of making a choice of one or the other.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes we are having the wool pulled over our eyes, and people need to wake up and understand that this is a backdoor way really to sweep religious people out of city government and out of the public square. Absolutely. Jonathan, what can people do inside San Antonio to fight this? And for those of us outside San Antonio, Texas, what can we do to fight this?
Well, I think it's very important for people to understand that this is an issue of free speech. It is an issue of religious liberty.
Yeah.
And it goes back so far to dealing with people not having a religious test. This deals with some fundamental principles of our government and our country and our state. It is not an issue of left and right. And I think that no matter who people are represented by their city council, could not get caught up in, in what type of allegiance is there. See this issue for what it is and stay focused on that and contact your elected official. It may be that they didn't realize there'd be such outrage, but people really need to contact their elected official on this and have their voice heard. We have a blog post put up on this at txvalues.org where you can see more detail. And talk to people in your community. I mean, this is going to have a devastating impact. And the predictions are that it will pass. I mean, the numbers are there, for people that are predicting, unless something incredible happens. I am hearing there's going to be a rally next Saturday. I don't have all the details yet.
Okay.
But as early as August 7th or 8th, there's expected to be the first city council meeting on this issue. And so talk to people in your community. Talk to other religious leaders. And let them know that, their voice has to be heard on this or it's going to happen. And the impression is going to be that that nothing here is wrong when there's a lot of things here that are wrong with this proposition.
Right. Yeah. And this just isn't needed. I mean, religious people are called by the tenets of their faith to respect people who have a same-sex tendency or living even the homosexual lifestyle, whatever it may be. This really is a backdoor way to sweep religious people out of the public square. So, Jonathan, I'm going to reiterate that for all of our listeners, please go to txvalues.org. You can get more information on this proposed city ordinance in San Antonio, Texas, that may pass in August, txvalues.org, and you can follow really this breaking story and see how it all ends up. So, Jonathan, thank you so much for your time today. Keep up the good work, and please be reassured of our prayers.
Thank you, Lauren. Look forward to talking to you again.
All right. God bless you. Thank you.